Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. In some sense, it's a troublingly familiar story. Conflict in the Middle East, restricted press access to the area where the fighting is most intense, a humanitarian disaster, but reports are very, very difficult to clarify. But when the Middle East zone is the Gaza Strip and the combatants are Hamas and Israel, it's even more complicated. And when you have to determine what images get published on the front page and the inner pages of the New York Times, arguably one of the most important newspapers in the world, your responsibilities are even more fraught with pressure and a sense of editorial responsibility. Joining us to talk about the story of trying to convey what's going on in Gaza through the images that come across his desk is Patrick Witte, foreign picture editor for the New York Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We've got stories out of Gaza this morning. The fighting continues. There's a diplomatic front in Cairo. I don't want to focus so much on that, but as your colleagues have told us on this program, press access to Gaza is very, very difficult, yet there's no shortages of images coming out of Gaza and coming across your desk. What sort of a challenge does that create for you, Patrick?
It's a big challenge, and it's incredibly frustrating not to have our own photographers there. Different stories throughout the year, we've been able to cover even how difficult it is. Gaza is an exception. We are unable to get inside Gaza.
Right.
So, recognizing that we rely on the wire photographers that are Palestinian and that do live in Gaza.
Now, you know, let's just say right off the top, I mean, the difficulty of even booking this segment, underscores the fact that almost everything about the New York Times, its editorial decisions, particularly when it comes to Israel and the Palestinians, there's a conspiratorial quality to why was this picture this big? Why was this above the fold? Why was this below? How come this was? You live that every day, don't you?
Yeah. None of these decisions are taken lightly, especially with this story that is so sensitive to, you know, so many people, and rightly so. But, that is why we approach pictures on both sides with the utmost scrutiny, especially because we don't have our own people there.
All right, well, let's tell the story of some pictures, and the pictures are available on our website or will be very, very shortly, and you can actually go and see the pictures that we are talking about if you go to thetakeaway.org. I'm looking at a shot from January 5th that shows what appears to be the dead body of a young girl on a stretcher being carried through a hospital at Shifa Hospital, which is the main hospital in Gaza City. There's a blur to the background of the picture. The young child is very, very clear to see. Why that picture and why such prominence?
That picture was chosen mainly because of the humanitarian situation in the hospital at Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. It was made by a Reuters wire photographer named Suhab Salem, and the picture has, a lot of impact. And despite that, a lot of questions have been raised by the picture. There was, that it was posed or that it was fake. And, both claims, are untrue. It's a real news photograph. It's powerful. It's memorable. It conveyed the urgency of the scene that day.
Now, are there powerful pictures that are too powerful, that are too emotional, that in some sense distort? And how do you evaluate something like that?
There can be. I think many, many tragic pictures have come through the system. And the way it works is that throughout the day, pictures flow into our queue, I guess, hundreds a day out of Gaza and Israel. And,
are these sourced from, say, sources that are maybe affiliated with the IDF, the Israel Defense Force, or pro-Israel kinds of factions or pro-Hamas factions? I mean, do you have a sort of sense of the political deconstruction of where these images are coming from? Is that something you have to watch for?
I don't, but it is something I watch for. And I think there are pretty big differences between a strong news photograph and something someone might see as propaganda.
Well, let's talk about one particular picture which came up at our breakfast table, actually, mm-hmm. with my daughters, my 10-year-old daughters. Here's a man with three children stretched mm-hmm. out who appear to be mortally wounded in a hospital. It was on one of the inner pages.
Yeah.
It was really devastating of a picture. How much pushback did you get, first of all, for publishing that picture? And you know, how difficult was it to really validate and confirm that what was going on there was what you were seeing?
That was a really difficult picture. You know, many children were killed that day, and there were three bodies of children laying in the morgue at the Shifa Hospital. And, you know, that was one of dozens of photographs of these three kids. And I often use different pictures that come in throughout the day to verify and to confirm what I'm seeing. You know, I mean, that was another picture we were accused of. That was a fake photograph, which was completely untrue. I mean, there were other pictures that showed shrapnel wounds of the children. You know, it was a rough picture to use, but definitely something that needed to be seen. And it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't a decision that was made lightly. And
I'm sure a number of people from our audience would want to this question answered, and that is, when you find a picture like that, are you sent out to then find a corresponding picture from Israel to convey a sense of the grief that's going on inside Israel?
Not directly, no. I mean, it depends on the story of the day, and I think if you look at the breadth and scope of our coverage overall, it's been entirely fair and entirely accurate. I think that you know, some days it probably seems as though we're leaning one way or the other, but I think that all depends on the viewer and maybe.
And it is a crucially important story for everyone in the world.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, ultimately, that's your job, conveying that. Well, Patrick Witte, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming in here and going over this very difficult territory. Again, the pictures are on our website, and maybe we'll get you to say some more about them on our blog or something. We'll run you down.
Great. Thanks.
Patrick Witte, foreign picture editor for The New York Times, talking about the difficulty of conveying images and publishing images from the conflict in Gaza.